USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Fighting between Israel and Hamas is in its 29th day. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned to Israel Friday, urging for a pause in fighting to allow for the release of hostages. More than 10,000 people have been killed in the conflict. Meanwhile, more foreigners and injured civilians are expected to be able to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Nepal is currently conducting search and rescue missions following a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that occurred near midnight, approximately 300 miles west of Kathmandu. This earthquake has resulted in over 130 fatalities and hundreds of injuries, with landslides blocking mountain villages. A hospital in the area is facing an influx of earthquake victims, and helicopters are being deployed to transport the injured to nearby districts. The President and First Lady visited the site of the most recent mass shooting in the U.S.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. In the shooting incident inside a bowling alley and restaurant, a man took the lives of 18 people and injured 13 others. I'm John Schaefer.
Daylight saving time concludes this weekend, requiring people to adjust their clocks as we transition into fall. Clocks across the United States will fall back, meaning they'll be turned back 1 hour starting early Sunday morning. Again, our top story this morning, an earthquake in Nepal killing at least 130 people. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Yesterday, Eric Trump provided testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president addressed inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. It's anticipated that former President Trump will also take the witness stand when the trial reconvenes in Manhattan on Monday. Although a date has not been set, an Alabama execution will be the first of its kind. Lance Pry explains.
The Alabama Supreme Court is okay with state officials moving ahead with the first execution in the United States by nitrogen gas. The state attorney general asked the court last August if it could proceed with gassing 58-year-old Kenneth Smith. Smith is on death row for a 1988 murder for hire of an Alabama woman. Smith survived a lethal injection last year because the executioner missed his vein.
The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the Big Three Detroit automakers, which led to substantial pay increases of 25%. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Texas Rangers fans are celebrating their first World Series championship with a parade held today in Arlington. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.